Lacombe with it. Back out high. A drive along the ice. Missed the net. That was under the glove of the goaltender. Puck thrown in front. Whacked at. Ducks get it again. Truba's shot was blocked. 1 second. That's history, fellas. Ducks fans, a 7-5 victory for the Anaheim Ducks at the American Airlines Center. And this, my friends, is a very difficult place to win a game, regardless who's playing it. And the Ducks beat a good team, the Dallas Stars. And wow, how about that? The penalty kill. Dallas was a man short. That didn't help their cause. Penalty kill was presented by Holy Guacamole, America's number one selling guacamole and avocado dips. I don't know what else to say. This has been a nice day.
It really has been. Look, 7 goals for the good guys. And although the Dallas Stars put up 5 goals, you needed Lukas Dostal in the net, right? They just were firing on all cylinders. 3 stars of the game. Chris Kreider, 1. Wyatt Johnson, 2. Leo Carlson, 3. That's fair in my mind. And look, this was a team win. You go down the list. Comer played great. Nestorenko played great. I'm just looking down the roster here. Helly had that big shot leading to Kreider's tip there. How about Alex Killorn, multi-point night. Troy Terry, these guys down the list. Ryan Poehling with a big-time play. I can go on and on. Ian Moore with his first National Hockey League goal. This was a feel-good win. The good guys continue to win. And I tell you what, these coaches here for the Anaheim Ducks, they got these players so dialed in. It is briefcases to the rink. It is business, all business when they're here at the arena. And they just go to work, Steve. That's all they do. All they want to do is shoot, score, selly hard, have fun, come out with the 2 points. And wow, what a feeling for those guys in the dressing room.
Yeah, it is. And we'll be heading after the game to Las Vegas. Remember, tomorrow is sort of a practice day. That's at least what the schedule looks like. And then we will play a game against that hockey club, Vegas Golden Knights. And then head home. That'll be a nice arrival, regardless of the outcome of that. But you like this hockey club. You like the makeup of it. You like the seriousness of it. You like the skill. You like the talent. And you know what else I like? Is the fact that they're doing some of this on the road, away from home. That's tough to do. And this place was packed for the game today and the other day. So, hey, I tip my cap to the coaching staff like you do, Emmer. I think they've done a terrific job. Players are buying in. They realize this is a big opportunity to impress some people. And I'll tell you what, this was fun this weekend, and let's just hope it continues. Yep. All right. We're going to take a break here, and then Emerson and Alexis will be here with a post-game show. Again, all good. Ducks 7. And the Dallas Stars 5. We're coming back with more of our post-game show in just a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at LineageWatchCo.com. That is LineageWatchCo.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made for and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Become an Orange Alliance member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks marched into Dallas, Texas tonight and took down a Stars team by a score of 7-5. For the fourth time this season, the Ducks put up 7 goals. Welcome into our postgame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey, and we are joined by Emerson Edom, who is in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. Emmer, another game. The Ducks are just putting up so many goals this season, and Dallas did have a good pushback, especially in that first period. We saw them get out to a hot start, but ultimately the Ducks' goal scoring prevailed.
Yeah, how many times? Well, at least we haven't seen the opposition come out maybe better than the Anaheim Ducks, rather than the Anaheim Ducks having better starts than most of the opposition here in these games this season. But look, this is one of the games where Dallas had the better start. And through that adversity, once again, we're seeing this Ducks team just act like it's just another day at the office, and they are not fazed. And in the biggest times of duress, they just seem to be calm, cool, and collective, continue to communicate, continue out to, in real time, work out the kinks. And I tell you what, it's just so fun to see the whole dynamic of it all, right? It's not just the high-end skill plays, the beautiful shots. We're seeing more and more guys. Remember a few years ago, it was Frank Vetrano. It was only a few guys on this Ducks roster that really, game in and game out, were putting up the goals. And now you're just seeing the goals come from so many different lines, so many different players. Of course, the bulk of them being from Kreides and Cutter Gauthier. But it just, everyone is on the same page as far as execution, X's and O's, the passing plays throughout the neutral zone, the filling lanes in from every guy on the O-zone entry. It's just so fun to watch.
Emerson, as you said, they all have their briefcases. It's all business for this team. All of our Ducks are in a row, and that's what they were able to get done here in Dallas tonight. Exciting start to this two-game road trip. Let's get into all the highlights, because man, we have a lot of goals once again to get through. After that first period, Dallas did have a 2-0 lead, both of their goals coming on the power play, both from Wyatt Johnston. But we saw a different Ducks team starting in that second period. They were on a power play. It was Chris Kreider getting the first goal for the Ducks in this game.
Anaheim Continuing here on the power play, the JMG power play, and they'll get one here on a rush all the way up the ice. A drop pass at their own blue line. Leo Carlson, a full head of steam, gets by a couple. The puck comes outside the zone. Anaheim will regroup here and then do some of the other work that results in their first goal of the hockey game.
For the Ducks, they were able to find a lot of success on the power play tonight, Emerson, and for Chris Kreider, extending his goal streak four straight games now.
Yeah, what an unbelievable shot, right? They're just picking that upper left side corner. He had that thing just pinpointed in that upper corner. And as they say, AD, where grandma hides the cookies, right? Top shelf.
I love when you use that saying. Perfect for Chris Kreider's goal there, 2-1 game. And then the next goal scorer, Ian Moore, his first NHL goal of his young career, 2 minutes, 48 seconds into the second.
Here comes Paling, moving in, a shot, score! On a centering feed! That was as pretty as you get. Anaheim will get the goal. And bang, bang, a couple of quick ones. And this game is tied at 2 apiece.
Big goal for Ian Moore and an even bigger night, Emerson, as he shared with you guys, having family in attendance to see his first NHL goal.
Yeah, and a big sigh of relief. Anytime, a few games in, and look, it took me way longer than that to score my first National Hockey League goal. I think I was about 17 games in or so. So his 6 games coming into this one for Ian Moore. So on his 7th National Hockey League game with, as you mentioned, AD, his parents in attendance. What a thrill. But you get rewarded for hard work. You get rewarded on the score sheet by drawing penalties as he did earlier in the game. His footwork, his just confidence out there. It's beyond his years, and you can't take him out of the lineup of ADA. He's had that much of an impact, so tough decisions are going to be made here coming up.
Yeah, certainly a good point there, and something he shared with me the other day, just how comfortable he has gotten the longer he's played. He's seeing more situations, and that's helped him to get more adjusted to the NHL. He looks great out there, and good to see him get rewarded with a goal. Now, the Stars would take their lead back. It would be the last time they would take their lead back. Tyler Seguin, the goal scorer, 3-2 game. Cutter Gauthier, the next goal scorer for Anaheim, tying the game up and extending his point streak to 8 games now.
6 minutes to play in the second period. It's been a long period. 16-11, shots favoring Anaheim. They would like to get at least that tying goal, and they get it! They move towards the net! Ask and you shall receive! And that, my friends, is another goal for number 61, Cutter Gauthier, and we're even at 3.
Person.
Yeah, no, that. Sorry, it cut out there. No, that was an unbelievable play. Look, he does it again, right? He puts it through the 5 hole, and it's on the ice. It's a hard shot. Doesn't take much for him to get that serious velocity. It's the combination between some very strong forearm strength and a whippy stick. And just sheer strength overall. It's mind-boggling where he can put the puck from how far out, and he does it again. It's too quick, it's too powerful, and those type of shots, they just will their way in.
A really nice play from Alex Killorn there, too, on that goal, helping collect the puck in the neutral zone, protecting it to get it over to Cutter Gauthier. 3-3 game, Olin Zellweger would get a power play goal for the Ducks and give them their first lead.
Here comes Anaheim. Front of the net, a shot, score! Cutter Gauthier, the first to congratulate. Another Anaheim goal scorer. This time, the young defenseman Zellweger gives Anaheim the lead here. Late in the period, it's a 4-3 score.
Hey, we've been waiting to see Olin Zellweger get on the score sheet in terms of getting a goal this season. So good to see him get one on the power play, Emmer.
Yeah, and you know what? All game long, even prior to that, he was getting shots through. He had a clapper there that got through, created another chance, and he's always skating well. He's always wanting the puck, wanting to drive the play north, and he's just got such unbelievable speed. He's able to get up the ice in such a hurry, and it's such a positive impact on this hockey club, just his ability to take it from deep inside of the defensive zone and move it up. But yeah, just him once again utilizing his speed, playing without the puck. Great entry there by Killorn. Great pass there by Beckett-Seneca there on the far side. And just how about, not only do we know Beckett-Seneca can score, but how about his playmaking? I know we're going to get to the empty netter here in a moment, but my oh my, what can he do?
Ducks had four goals in that second period on 11 shots on goal as they outshot Dallas in that frame. We moved into the third period. Ducks with the lead by one goal. They extended their lead. Chris Kreider getting his second goal of the game.
Close out the particular road trip before we come home to take on Winnipeg. And right now they get closer to that as they let a shot go from the blue line. Hellison had it. I think maybe the goaltender wasn't totally prepared for it. And Anaheim gets a huge goal here. And it looks like Chris Kreider deflected the puck off the blade of his stick in front. He should get the goal. Hellison an assist. And that, my friends, is a very big goal here early in the third. It's another one for the Anaheim Ducks. And it's a 5-3 lead.
Kreider now 9 goals on his season, Emmer, and it came from, hey, you know where it was? His usual spot, the office.
Yeah, the light was on there in his office. He was ready to go, put that one past Jake Ottinger. And I tell you what, just a beautiful tip. Look, I thought that the tip there on the power play from Wyatt Johnson was going to be the tip of the game, but I think that the Chris Kreider tip we just heard, I think it outdid that one. And I tell you what, it's just, you know, when you have that type of touch, not a whole lot of body movement. If you just know, it's just a little patience with the stick. The stick isn't flailing around. I mean, he's just anticipating that puck. One of the best tippers in at least all time in the National Hockey League, Joe Pavelski, he really positioned himself in similar manner. Once again, not a whole lot of action with the stick. Just that stick is posted in the air and ready to go. And boy, was that a pretty tip.
Ducks 5-3 after Kreider's second goal. Dallas would get another goal. Mikko Rantanen getting a power play goal. At that point, they were 3-for-3 on the power play was Dallas. We knew how dangerous that was coming into this game. Unfortunately for the Ducks, going down a couple times into the penalty box. It made it a 5-4 game. Leo Carlson, though, shorthanded. The Ducks, another shorthanded goal. This was a big one. 6-4 game after it.
3-on-3, a shot, score! On a blast off to the left of the goaltender. And it's 91 Leo Carlson leading the applause. He heads to the bench. That is a huge goal here in the hockey game. I don't know if Leo got all of that, but he got it by the goaltender's left shoulder, and that's good enough for us. It's 6-4. Good guys.
Yeah, no, that was a great goal, and I'm not getting a return. I don't know if it cut out, but that was a great goal there by Leo. Really willed its way in, a lot like Cutter Gauthier's goal there. Leo just willing that puck in here on the short side, beating Ottinger.
The Ducks have the puck, in on goal, shoots, they score on a three-way combo pass, including Seneca, Cutter Gauthier, and then the guy that gets the goal, Mason McTavish, and that's a huge one. It's 7-5 for Anaheim.
McTavish's third goal of the season, Emerson. A huge one, though, to close out this game.
Yeah, and sorry, Eddie, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties there, so I wasn't able to hear that the last one and the mix-up there. But Mason McTavish, I mean, just the beneficiary of just unselfishness between not only him but his line. I mean, they knew what they wanted when they crossed that ozone blue line, and that's for all of them to get a touch on it. Cutter Gauthier starting it off to Beckett-Seneca on the near side. side, including myself. I thought Beckett was just going to wire it into the empty net. No, he attempts to pass it there to a net streak in Mason McTavish, who taps it home. Just as unselfish of a goal as you're going to get. And, you know, if you're a Ducks fan watching that, you ask yourself, what's changed? That right there, the want for everyone to get on the score sheet, everyone to have success, and everyone's more than capable of doing it. It's almost, there's never too much skill, but it's the holidays are officially here, AD. Let's put it that way.
Would you believe me if I told you that the Ducks are, well, one, still staying at the top of the Pacific, 19 points now, only a couple teams in the West with 9 wins, and of course the Ducks, one of them. When you look at where they're at now at this point in the season, Emerson, I'm curious, with the coaching staff, what's been the biggest difference there?
Well, I think it starts in practice, and the longer drills, the less stop and go as far as the whistles and teaching. So there's more teaching on the fly here in practice. That's the ability to work on their stick, work on their defensive game, but also all within working on the long flow drills that is in real time while they're working on their game, defensive habits, play without the puck. They're able to move their feet and get that lactic acid. Really, when you're in the midst of a long shift, minute and 15, for whatever reason, you're caught out there, the guys are able to battle a lot harder and longer. And so it starts there. Just the matchups, pairings, every single thing, just it really spews experience from the whole coaching staff. They know what they want, and they're implementing. I think head coach Joel Quenneville, he is really doing a great job of relaying responsibility to the other coaches, Tim Ari, Ryan McGill, of course, Jay Woodcraft with the power play. And look, Andrew Brewer, they all have a part in what goes on in the team's play. And I think that outsourcing of roles and responsibilities has given Joel Quenneville the time and space necessary in order to do what he needs to do. So everyone's got a role. Everyone's got a job, and the players know it. It's clear as day. And so it's really the standard from the coaching staff that have really instilled in these players a want-to factor. And that just kind of translates into everything. Want to finish their hits. Want to go stick on puck. They want the puck because they know that their next decision is clear cut, and the camaraderie on the ice as far as either a D pairing partner or a line mate for the forwards, everyone's on the same page. And it's so great to see 9-9 net.
I really love that perspective there, talking about how much of a team effort it is, even just with the coaching staff, not just with the players as well. And they're all buying in. Things are great for the Anaheim Ducks right now as they continue their win streak, extending it now to 5 wins in a row. Emerson, thank you for being with us on the postgame show. We will see you in Vegas. Going to be a good one on Saturday.
It's Vegas, baby. Cannot wait. And look, it's a time in which the good guys they're ready. They're ready to take on this Vegas Golden Knights team, and I just can't wait. It is going to be a battle back and forth like the game here tonight, so I cannot wait, AD.
Looking forward to that as well. Ducks undefeated in the month of November. We're going to step aside now. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this game here tonight. Also, take a look at the text line. If you want to send us your thoughts on this game, make sure to right now at 714-439-8422.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs, with timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind. knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern Hawk radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera Hawk radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera Hawk radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutcracker, boy band tee, and much more. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
Welcome back into our post-game show. The Ducks taking down the Stars as they kicked off their two-game road trip tonight in Dallas. The final score, 7-5. Really exciting things happening in the Anaheim Ducks organization this season. After this win here, to a record of 9-3-1, 19 points in 13 games played. Staying at the top of the Pacific Division right now. Vegas behind them. Their next opponent this weekend. A tough back-to-back we have coming up. But let's take a look at some of the other big highlights from this game. One of the things that I noticed on the NHL stats page just during that break was the Ducks have scored 7 goals in consecutive games for the first time in franchise history. So, I mean, when you look at how many goals the team has scored this week, 18 goals for in 3 games. My goodness, is the offense on fire. 12 different Ducks players on the score sheet here tonight. There was many players. I'm going to just list them all that had multi-point nights. Alex Killorn, Troy Terry, Chris Kreider, Beckett Seneca, Cutter Gauthier, and Leo Carlson, all two-point nights. So everyone contributing as a part of this team win here. And a couple other notes from this one. Kreider, 4-game goal streak now. He had 2 goals tonight. We mentioned that earlier. Leo Carlson, now 8-game point streak. Same with Cutter. They continue their point streaks. Hey, Ryan Poehling is on a 3-game point streak now. Really nice assist on Ian Moore's first NHL goal. Big night for him. And as I mentioned, the 4th time the Ducks have scored 7 goals this season. Just overall, a lot of different things to take from this game, particularly the fact that this was a Dallas team that has gone to the conference finals. I believe it's 3 years in a row now. And they don't look that different than they did a few seasons ago. They're such a good team through and through. And you've got a great goaltender, Annette and Jake Oettinger. You know, giving up 7 goals tonight, not something you see from him too often. So Ducks able to take advantage of it, and they've been just finding ways to score. And that's something that, hey, in years past, we didn't always see that from them. 25 shots on goal in this game, the majority of them coming in the second period when they had 11, 4 goals on those 11 shots. Also helps when the team is able to get 2 power play goals on 5 chances. So on the flip side of that, a couple things wanted to point out from this game. Just still the penalty taken. The Ducks got to be more disciplined, and they know that. Dallas 3-for-5 on their power play tonight. So the Ducks giving up 3 goals on the penalty kill. Those all came consecutively. And you just, you know, coming into this game, you can't do that, especially if that first period, Dallas having those two power play goals immediately, pretty much on both of them. So a little bit of discipline talk, I think, is something that Coach Q, I mean, he shared that with us the other day when we were speaking with him. Hey, stressing no penalties. So something that the team's certainly going to be working on. We saw Ian Moore taking two penalties in this game. He gets his first NHL goal, still knows that he's got to be a little bit more disciplined. So Ducks face-off percentage 40 tonight, not in the great department there, we'll say, as they did start the game off winning the faceoffs a little bit, and then it's kind of tinkered in that range all throughout the night. But you know, winning faceoffs gives you the puck possession. That's why Dallas was able to thrive off a couple of those on the power play, those quick set plays. And it makes a difference. So got to win the faceoffs as well. So those are just a couple more areas of improvement from this game here tonight. Also, early in this one, Dallas was all over the crease with Lukáš Dostál in the net. They use their bodies. They drive to the net. They create a little chaos there. So a couple of, you know, defensively for the Ducks, just protecting that crease a little bit more for Dostal, you know, that was probably something I would imagine that was a bit stressed after that first period, especially from what we saw. But I just knew coming after that first period, the Ducks are going to look like a different team starting in the second. And they did. They came out hot, got that power play goal real quickly, and it made a difference for them in that second period. So overall, huge team win tonight. 5 wins in a row now for the Ducks. I mentioned undefeated. You take down teams. You look at this. You have 4 games this week. New Jersey, Florida, Dallas, and now Vegas, the next on the list. So it doesn't matter whether they're inside Honda Center or on the road. They're still scoring goals. They're still finding ways to win in tough buildings. And man, was American Airlines Center loud tonight. All right, let's get a text in on our text line here. Daniel from Corona, ketchup bottle stays flowing as the Ducks score another touchdown. Yeah, they got the extra point too. At full strength, the Stars couldn't handle the Ducks. Can you guys talk about just why the Stars' power play was so incredibly strong, or why our PK struggled so much? Those 3 power play goals were insanely fast. Anyways, 5 in a row feels oh so good. Well, from my perspective, like I mentioned, starts at the face-off circle. You got to win those face-offs. And the Ducks didn't do that a couple times when they were on the PK, struggling a little bit there. So you already go down the puck possession. And then Dallas, they just move so methodically on the power play. They've got big bodies, and they just know where. I feel like there's a lot of chemistry with their units. And they've had some time together. And you also have a guy like Mikko Rantanen, of course, who is just a threat everywhere on the ice. But I think it comes down to they work so methodically. They move the puck quickly. Their passing is very crisp, too. So I think from my perspective, that's kind of what I saw from their power play. And of course, like they I mean, you've got a guy like Wyatt Johnston, who's right at the net on those, I mean, gets his 2 goals. First goal in the slot, second goal right in front of Dostal in the crease. So creating a little bit of chaos in the middle of the ice, that's never going to bode well. So I think that's why, you know, they have found success there. I mean, that's what's kept them in a lot of their wins this season. Thankfully for the Ducks here tonight, they were able to outplay them. Like you mentioned, the 5-on-5, the full strength, the Ducks have looked really strong there, and that's helped them this season. So thank you, Daniel, for that message. And the ketchup bottle stays flowing, especially for Cutter Gauthier, who, by the way, is tied for the league lead in goals with Sidney Crosby, both of them 11 goals on the year. All right, we're going to step aside now. When we come back, talk about a couple other things from this game here tonight, a few more text messages, and look ahead to the Ducks' busy weekend coming up.
Happy Honda Days are here. The best time to save on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer. See big savings on all certified pre-owned Honda cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Plus, your Honda backs with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine Honda parts. To save on a certified pre-owned Honda, search your local Honda dealer today.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the weather first. Before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is Lineage Watch Co.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and an exclusive OA member vest. And new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Extending their win streak to 5 games now after a win in Dallas tonight. A couple other notes from this game here tonight. Leo Carlson getting to 20 points on his season, which he did it and tied Teemu Selänne in the same amount of games. Teemu did it in 13 games in the 95-96 season. And Leo did it also in 13 games, 20 points this season. Hey, pretty good company. And if you ask me, I think Teemu might owe Leo a steak at the Selänne Tavern. So we'll have to see about that once Leo gets back from this quick trip. But yeah, a couple other things to mention from this game here tonight. Just overall, the effort from the group. So happy to see Olin Zellweger get his first goal of the season. He was a +2 tonight, getting that goal, 2 shots. He's someone that it felt like his time was coming, kind of like it, not necessarily in the same way as we were waiting for Frank Vatrano. Of course, he's the goal scorer, but Zellweger's got that hard shot, and we know he can score goals. So good to see Zelly get his first goal in this game tonight, and also the contributions. Zellweger and, you know, Ian Moore in that second period. So defensively, those guys putting up goals, always a good thing when you've got that depth scoring from your blue liners as well. Let's get back over to our text line. Here's a message, a couple messages here. We'll just go down the list of this person's messages. Leo is unreal. Kreider can only score in bunches. The boys are quacking. Cutter is still putting the goat in Goche. I love that. Seneca is a beast too. That last play for the empty net, making Dallas look like clowns. Vibes are immaculate with this Ducks team. Coach Q has really bolstered this team. The guys are all playing to win, playing for success, truly. Yeah, that last empty netter, I was surprised that Seneca ended up passing that over to McTavish. McTavish in the middle, that Dallas defender right in there, but McTavish obviously able to get around him. Like to see that. Good effort from, you know, very selfless from those guys, and that says a lot about the chemistry in the locker room as well. We keep talking about how much the coaching staff has changed this team this year, but also something has changed too in that locker room, and there is just a desire, like this message said, the guys are all playing to win. They're playing for each other. They're playing to win. They're playing for their coaches. It's so exciting to see. It's just a different, we kept saying going into the year, it's a different energy this year. Well, that's what we're seeing. I mean, 7 goals in back-to-back games. If you had told me that last year, I don't know. I might have believed you, but I guess a lot of things have changed in the last year. And back in the difference that he's made since he's been back from his illness. So another text that we have here. Cutter is now the league leader in goals with 11. He's tied with Sidney Crosby, but yes, still the league leader. One thing that they need to fix is to take less penalties, but other than that, the offense is on fire. Cutter is a seamless fit for what the Ducks have. Front presence to disrupt the goaltender and score on tip-ins and rebounds from Hill from Buena Park. Yeah, Chris Kreider has been a welcomed addition to this Ducks team. Love to see him on that top line too with Leo and Troy, because I feel like the three of them have worked. So the top six, I mean, I don't think you can change up those two lines. And again, you think about, still don't have Granlund anymore, which I'm sure he was very happy to see the Ducks get this win tonight against his former team where he had a lot of success last season. And then a guy like Ryan Strome, some decisions that are going to have to be made as we look ahead to what is could be these next couple weeks when, you know, guys are coming back into the lineup. But yeah, like Emerson mentioned too, on the defensive side of things, how do you take Ian Moore out? I don't know. And I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, because I thought aside from his two penalties, thought he looked great in this game once again. And someone that it's been exciting to watch him. I mean, he's so early in his NHL career, but you knew he was a student of the game, as Emerson would say, coming from Harvard, the captain there. So overall, just someone that's grown a bit in these first few games, and good to see him get rewarded here tonight. All right, so the Ducks take on the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday night in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, another arena that is not easy to play in, but that shouldn't scare the Ducks at this point with the success that they've had on the road this season. So it's a 7 o'clock game on Saturday. Not only that, but we also have a 7 o'clock game on Sunday. So plenty of Ducks hockey for you all weekend long. However, let's look at that Vegas game on Saturday. It'll be a 6:30 pregame show. They are right behind the Ducks in the Pacific Division right now. So going to be a battle once again. We knew that about here this game here tonight, but they're currently tied with Tampa Bay 2-2 in their game. So they'll have tomorrow off just like the Ducks and then host the Ducks on Saturday. Looking forward to that one as well. This whole week, it's this whole month of hockey. There's plenty of Ducks hockey. So make sure to join us on Saturday for the pregame show at 6:30. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this Ducks win again tonight, you can on the other side of the commercial break. The final score, 7 for your Anaheim Ducks, 5 for the Dallas Stars. The Ducks improving to 9-3-1 on their season. 5 wins in a row now. I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for listening to the Duckstream post-game show. And we will see you for some Saturday night hockey coming up in a few days.